This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. Sudan's paramilitary rapid support forces agreed on Wednesday to a 24-hour ceasefire, starting at 6 p.m., following a days-long power struggle and bloody clashes with the army. It was not immediately clear whether the army would announce its own commitment to the ceasefire. Meantime, an army headquarters in Khartoum burns amid sounds of gunfire and artillery for a fifth day, the AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
A live shot from the Saudi-owned satellite news channel Al Arabiya shows a high-rise on fire in the Sudanese capital, with burning debris falling from its top layers with the sound of explosions. The fighting in Sudan has seen airstrikes pound its capital, diplomats attacked, and civilians hiding inside their homes, desperate for both food and water at one of the most important times of the year for Muslims. The battle between Sudan's military and the rapid support paramilitary forces endangers efforts at ending decades of martial rule in the country. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The International Committee of the Red Cross, the ICRC, is again calling for immediate humanitarian access as fighting continues to rage in Sudan. A news release says hospitals in the capital are dangerously low on medical supplies, while damage to the water and energy infrastructure has left medical facilities without power and clean water. Parts of Darfur have also seen a breakdown in law and order in recent days, they say. Ukraine's defense minister confirmed on Wednesday that Kyiv had taken delivery of Patriot air defense systems and said this made Ukrainian skies more secure. He thanked Germany's defense minister in a tweet. Germany's Patriot appeared to be the first such system to have arrived. This is VOA News. The U.S. Supreme Court is poised to rule on abortion pill restrictions while a lawsuit continues. AP correspondent Julie Walker has more.
The justices are expected to issue an order today in a fast-moving case from Texas in which abortion opponents are seeking to roll back FDA approval of the drug mifepristone, which won approval in 2000. Conditions on the drug's use have been loosened in recent years, including making it available by mail in states that allow access. The Biden administration and the drug maker want the Supreme Court to reject limits on mifepristone's use imposed by lower courts. I'm Julie Walker.
U.S. Republicans are jump-starting an immigration and border enforcement package. VOA's Tommy McNeil has that story.
The House Judiciary Committee will be digging into a proposal that would remake immigration law, including giving the Homeland Security Secretary the power to stop migrants from entering the United States if the secretary determines the U.S. has lost operational control of the border. It would also make it more difficult for migrants to apply for asylum at the border. So far, House Republicans have failed to unify behind a plan. Some Latino Republicans want to see the House prioritize pathways to legal citizenship as well. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
A Russian judge has ruled that American journalist Evan Gershkovich must remain behind bars on espionage charges. VOA's Cindy Sain has more.
Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich made his first public appearance in a Moscow courtroom Tuesday after being arrested nearly 3 weeks ago on espionage charges. The 31-year-old reporter asked to be detained under house arrest while awaiting trial, but the judge ruled that he must remain in jail. Gershkovich's Russian lawyer spoke to reporters after the hearing. Cindy Sain, VOA News.
The United States on Wednesday imposed sanctions on a procurement network it accused of supporting Iran's drone and military programs, targeting companies and suppliers in China, Iran, and elsewhere in the fresh action aimed at increasing pressure on Tehran. Presidents, Holocaust survivors, and their descendants on Wednesday commemorated the 80th anniversary of the Warsaw Ghetto Uprising with a poignant sense that the responsibility for carrying on the memory of the Holocaust is passing from the witnesses to younger generations. The anniversary honors the hundreds of young Jews who took up arms in Warsaw in 1943 against the overwhelming might of the Nazi German army. There are no surviving fighters still alive. Diane Roberts, VOA.